Konnichiwa minasan, Krim desu. Welcome to another episode of J-Rock On. I finished my midterms and I don't think I did as well because I've been watching J-Rock as I studied and it's completely distracted me, so oh well. I've been on a huge Kakonshiki no Ota high this week. I don't know why. And I even wrote a fan fiction based on the translation of the song. It sounds like a really upbeat and fun song, but in actuality, the speaker is very sad of losing his love. And I don't know, it felt like Miyavi was really singing from experience. I don't know, maybe that's just me. So I wrote a story based on how he had to attend the wedding of his high school sweetheart because she's been waiting for him ever since like he went to a musical career and she just moved on with her life, and he feels regret and loss. Both of them do. So please check my story out. I'll post a link and tell me what you think. Some people read it and cried. I didn't expect that kind of emotion, but I really appreciate everyone's feedback on that. Okay, it's time for me to reply to comments from my previous podcast. Martina, no, I do not think you're a stalker. I love you, okay? You are one of my favorite listeners. I'm glad that you don't mind that I repeat information. This podcast, I'm going to try to relay as much info as I can. Wow, everybody seems to like that Heather special. I'm so happy. I can't do another video podcast, I don't think, because my camera isn't really working. The video and the audio aren't syncing together. I don't know why. I'm going to try to see if I can fix that. Mi-chan! Yay! Thank you for commenting! And it's a long comment, too. That makes me smile. I'm glad I introduced you to some new music. That's my whole purpose, but it seems that every music that I play that everybody's already heard, so I'm trying to be as different as possible. Oh, I didn't know that you liked Figure. There's like hardly anyone who does. They're really like not a very known band. I don't know, Sakito's voice isn't always all that great, but they're still good. Yes, oh, you live in New York City? I live like only 30 minutes away from there, so yes, we will go stalking together. It'll be kind of like hunting. We'll be very stealthy. Thank you. I hope you do well on your midterms too. Don't get distracted by J-Rock like I did. Oh, Miv. Gawked. Of course I don't mind that you spread the J-Rock On love. Please advertise my podcast on your Zanga. I really don't mind. I could use more listeners. I really appreciate how much you like this. It makes me motivated to keep on doing these shows, you know? Yay, I'm glad you like the clavier song. I will talk more about them in a few minutes. And on towards the next comment from Meev. Oh, we've gawked. Oh, we've gawked. We've commented on my podcast. No, I don't really rockers all that much. Megan or Megan? How do you pronounce that? I'm sorry. Did you friend me on MySpace? Because someone friended me with that same name. Oh, that's pretty cool that your friends call you Meev. My friends, they just know about my obsession with Miyavi. Like, we can bring our laptops to school, and I always watch Miyavi clips on my computer during usually art or whenever. Like, I do nothing in class. But yeah, I'll just, like, be watching it. Then I'll, like, smile out of nowhere and giggle and wave my hands about and clap. And then my friends will look at me and just say, Miyavi? And I just, like, smile with this big idiotic grin and nod my head. I wouldn't resort to fighting. I know that I'll never have Meev, but he has professed his love to me. Right, Miyavi?
I love you.
Oh, really? Say it again so everybody else can hear.
I love you.
Aw, really? Yeah! Okay, enough of my antics and on towards the music. I will now play Clavier's Yume no Hakuchizu. More J-Rock news will follow, so sit tight and keep on listening.
しかないさ沈みたら何も書いたりしない自分 しちゃって前に進めよ。沈めくってあって何もわからしない自分で描く明日への道。楽しくもあるでも辛くもある、そんなの当たり前の世界。どう続かずの中途半端な心にブレーキなんて無用。諦めるなんて最大の後悔。どんな時も自分を信じて。沈み立って何も解決しない、自分で描く夢への道。全開で挑むよ。めくるめ止まる目の前にある、その先にある強い光。後ろ振り返れば事故だけだから、前だけ見て走り続けるよ。
And that was Yume no Hakuchizu by Clavier. There are hardly any English fan sites out there for Clavier, so I can't really find that much background information. But here are the basics. Shuya is on vocals, Dai is on guitar, Mayu is also on guitar, Yu is on bass, and Kazami is on drums. Recently, Dai left, and now they're down to four. Dai joined the band in September, and he left in around December. So that was only like 3 months. They have discussed it as a band. He's been having trouble with musical differences and troubles with staging, so he decided to leave. Good news for American Diron Grey fans, because their album Withering to Death will be available in America on March 7th. They are also going to be attending a music festival in Austin, Texas in March. The schedule is subject to change, but they were invited and Diron Grey said yes. Hopefully they go, and if they like it here, I hope that they will attend some anime conventions and do some concerts. Wouldn't that be awesome? Despard's Ray will be coming back to America. Their global infection tour starts on February 23rd at the Avalon in New York City. They were in New York City before and in New Jersey. They were at a strip club in New Jersey. That's where the concert was held. And my friend went to the show in New York, and I gave a live report on it in my second episode. Yeah, it's great that they're coming back, especially on the East Coast, because most J-Rockers go to like Texas and California and Florida, so I'm glad that they're over here. After their concert in New York, they will be going to MegaCon, which is in Orlando, Florida. The concert will be free with a MegaCon wristband, and it will be held on Sunday, February 26th at 1:30. So I guess I'll play a Despard's Ray song. I will play one of their latest songs, Reddish Diva Version. Enjoy!
光で黒い食材が影る。
That was Reddish Diva version by Despars Ray. I will now give you some upcoming J-Rock releases. Blood already released their Vengeance for Blood 3 on the 14th. Gazzetta will be releasing their album Nil on February 8th. Nightmare will be releasing an album on February 22, but the name is not known yet. I already said in my previous podcast that Moi Dis Moi is going to release Beyond the Gate on March 1st. Kra will release Krabian Night on March 8th. It seems that singles and albums are being released every week. Gakuto is going to release a single called Redemption on January 25th. Kagura will be releasing a new single on February 1st, but the name is unknown right now. Shido is also releasing a single on February 8th, but the name is unknown too. Mook is coming out with a single on February 15th called Gerbera. Phantasmagoria and Aris 9 will be releasing singles on the same day, both on February 22nd. Phantasmagoria's single is going to be called Kyoso Kyoku Cruel Crucible with DVD. Aris 9 will be releasing three different singles. One is called Akatsuki Ikuoku no Chandelier, and the other is Fantasy Type A with DVD, and the other one is Fantasy Type B, obviously without the DVD. And Kirito, the vocalist for Pierrot, will be coming out with a single as well on March 23rd called Tear. The next song I'll play is Sabiro no Shi by Kra. I don't really have too many songs from them, but I think that Yasuno is cute. He's the drummer with the pink hair, and he's the tallest of all of them. Kayu, their vocalist, is so short. I'm an inch taller than he is. Oh, but he's so cute. So here is Sabiro no Shi by Kra.
Soraを見上げて 映える空は思い出を映す 咲き誇り別れの季節を知り君を飾る手を振る影消えてく遠き明日を見てはいつしがまた会える日を待ち続けて映し出フィルムの中なくしたものを見つけ上手に笑うことができた日々を僕らが忘れていた愛ある人の声借りたい色の歌と共に空に響けいられない
don't think that I forgot about Mia V's new single that came out today, Señor, Señora, Señorita, and Gig Big Boogie. No, I am not going to play the samples that I have, or the radio versions, or any of that. I'm going to wait until I get it in my mailbox. I'm not even going to download the MP3 or the PV when people rip it and stuff. No, I refuse to. I shall resist. No, Mia V, I will not give in to your cruel, cruel temptations and your sexy ways. Okay, I had to stop thinking of Mia V and move on. this past week, two of Plastic Tree's members have celebrated their birthdays. On the 13th was Takashi's, and on the 16th was Akira's. I forgot to mention that they're also releasing a DVD. It's going to be called Hanamote Bore Nom Namida Tenmaku ni Ochiru. The title is subject to change, says CD Japan. So it'll be about $43.60. I'm not sure what's on it yet, but yep, just a heads up for you. And I will play a Plastic Tree song. Please don't hurt me if I pronounce this wrong. It's called Namae no Nai Hana by Plastic Tree. Enjoy!
Go awesome.
hope everyone enjoyed this episode of J-Rock On. Hopefully on my next podcast, I will play Señor, Señora, Señorita for you. Hopefully I'll get it by then. I can't wait. So please leave a comment and tell me what you think. Please continue listening to J-Rock On. Arigato gozaimasu, minasan. Ja ne.